Hello.
You're Betty Davis?
Last time I checked, yeah.
Okay, good.
You're welcome to come in.
You want to check your wallet? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to see my ID?
No.
You're welcome to come in, because it's kind of chilly out here. I'm Betty Davis, but I'm not in the movies, and I don't roll my eyes anymore because they might stick. I've rolled them so many times. And I've been asked all my life, is that really my name? And the answer is yes.
I've picked you up here before.
Uh-huh.
And the instructions I get out of my MapQuest on the computer are just all wrong. You should come off of this road up here, which
is
not Cortez.
No. This is the village of Oak Creek, and it's part of, I guess, you know, it's in Arizona, and we're near Sedona, and we're near, you know, but I like being in a little town. Well, I've been out here 8 or 9 years. I don't really remember, because I've just kind of worked and or volunteered all along the way. I never, you know, stayed at home and did needlepoint. And I don't drink, and I don't smoke cigarettes, and I'm really kind of dull, but I enjoy meeting other folks. And I feel fortunate that I've had this, am having this experience.
This is the toughest part of the job, backing out of the driveway.
Right. And my son comes out here, and he tells my daughter, he says, God, I'd give anything to live like Mother does. We're going over to...
We're going to Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, yeah, I wanted to say...
The doctor's office in Cottonwood.
I have it all written here, because I have 3 or 4 different doctors. I have AFib. I was diagnosed a couple of years ago with that. That's where I'm going a little bit, to the AFib doctor, Mr. Heartbeat. He's down the road in his office. Well, I can't drive anymore, and so I have to use Verde Valley Caregivers.
If you're living alone, or not, you don't even have to be living alone, you and your husband are living, and you need something, this is an organization that can help you to find that service. Verde Valley Caregivers is an organization that provides support to people who are stuck at home and can't get out for any one of a dozen reasons. So we take them shopping from time to time. We take them to the doctor's office. We take them to the hospital. You know, sometimes it's just a little conversation and care. So it's some way to make it, different services to make the people more comfortable in their own home.
What I've had to learn to do with AFib just recently after this fall was, when I get up, don't get going too fast, just take a couple of deep breaths, and then, you know, so I have ample oxygen supply.
Yeah.
So I thought I was a red hot mama all these years, and here I'm finding out at age 80 that I'm not what I thought I was. It's such a disappointment. My heart is breaking to punt it, you know? That's us. That's us, right,
that's
neighbors,
right.
They're helping me.
That's right.
Once a Girl Scout, always a Girl Scout. I have to laugh. I come from a family of people that laugh, so.
The Boy Scouts just recently passed a ruling that if you wanted to, you could be a Boy Scout. You didn't have to be a Girl Scout. So girls can be Boy Scouts now.
Yeah. Just what I've always wanted to be.
Did you always want to be a Boy Scout?
Oh, yes. I knew I'd miss my calling, you know, and now I'm getting tested.
Oh, I think it's, you know, they all are extremely appreciative of what we do. And they know you're there to help them. So they got somebody to call. It's a great community service project. You meet a lot of awful nice people, and it doesn't get very complicated.
Check in here.
Hi.
Fine, I'm Ms. Davis. Let me get up to see a doctor. Begins with an H. I can't pronounce it very well. I don't have much social life, and it doesn't bother me because I never feel alone. I don't get lonely.
How do you not get lonely?
Because the guy upstairs is watching over me. I don't see very many people, but I don't call it isolation. But I don't start crying from loneliness and depression. to be honest with you, and I tell my kids this, I said, don't worry about me. I said, I feel like my life's just getting started.